So this is another one of our set spaces. So as you can see, there's going to be a set going up here. So the art department have just taped out on the floor what it's going to look like. So that's a very general floor plan. Can't tell you what that set is.
Why not?
It's very exciting and confidential. This is one of the climaxes in episode 6, which is very exciting.
Simon Maloney, producer of the third series of BBC's Peaky Blinders, is showing me around their new set.
So this is Tommy's office.
For anyone who doesn't watch Peaky Blinders, who is Tommy?
So Tommy Shelby is our hero, who is played rather brilliantly by Cillian Murphy, and he is the head of the Shelby family, which are the main focus of our series.
We're Peaky Blinders. We're not scared of coppers.
We will rid this city of his kind.
Most of the new series will be filmed in Liverpool and in neighbouring Cheshire.
Liverpool, with all its period architecture and its transport links, is a terrific place to shoot, so we decided to base our production here this year. You're also an hour away from countryside, you're an hour away from coastline. The main line to London is 2 hours away. It's a great place to shoot.
And there's no doubt Liverpool has the locations. I meet Lynn Saunders, manager of Liverpool City Council's film office, at one of the city's three graces, the Cunard Building. It serves as the council offices these days, as well as a film and TV location. There are two crews in here today. The streets around it are well used too.
Right, we're just exiting the Cunard Building onto Water Street. A few weeks ago, we had Hugh Grant and Meryl Streep film here as 1920s New York. The building in front of me is the Liver Building. That was turned into a New York upmarket hotel. All the yellow lines were painted out. There was carriages down the street. Along the other side of Water Street, that was transformed into Russia for a movie called Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, directed by Kenneth Branagh. And that was contemporary Russia. And then previous to that, we had Fast and Furious 6 do a high-speed car chase down Castle Street. It's a small city, it's easy to get around, we don't have a congestion charge, we don't have much peak traffic. So logistics of accommodating a crew in Liverpool is quite easy.
Lynn says there's more production coming here.
The inquiries now are for spaces for about 4 years because they're making box sets, you know, they're making 20 or 30 episodes. With the tax breaks, there's a lot more production coming into the UK. The studios in London are full, and that's driving production north. And we need to capitalise on that and make it work for the city. We estimate about £20 million is generated locally from film and TV production, and we generate about £1 million of that direct into Liverpool City Council.
Lynn's been working for the council for over 25 years, and she could see the city needed to offer more to filmmakers. Back in the Cunard Building, she shows me a revealing spreadsheet.
We started getting inquiries for big spaces, and we didn't have those spaces in Liverpool. So I started recording the productions that we were losing and where they went. And I think it was that really made the bosses take note. And that's the £20 million loss of revenue just in last year alone.
You've got this sort of Excel spreadsheet. There's a few red lines across some productions. One says, where the red line is, it says Manchester. I suppose if you show somebody that grid, it's absolutely clear. Look, someone else is getting this money.
Yes, it was production that wanted to come to Liverpool. We couldn't accommodate it, and it went somewhere else.
The council reckons it's got the solution, and on Friday will vote to turn the old Littlewoods Pools building on the edge of the city into a studio that they think will rival Pinewood. Wendy Simon is the councillor with responsibility for culture, tourism and events. What difference is this studio going to make to Liverpool?
The studios to Liverpool are going to be an extension of the regeneration programme that's already taking place in the city. The place where the film studios will be is an Art Deco building. So it has quite a significant history for the city. So again, it's going to be a really added influence to gaining sort of more businesses to come here, particularly in the film and digital and creative industries.
For the next few weeks, Liverpool will act as Birmingham's city double. And if the studio's plan is agreed tomorrow, it could play many more.